In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Two questions from our Gospel reading this morning. Who do people say I am? And the second one, who do you say I am? When we're out and about, or perhaps if we're at a drinks party, or we're on holiday, or we meet somebody, we meet new people. That's always a great delight. And when we meet new people, we ask them their name. We go through a sort of process, don't we? And we ask them what their name is, and genuinely, if we're interested, what they do, where they live. We ask them things about themselves. And if we're really good, we actually listen to what they say. It's through this process, if you like, that we build up a picture of this other person who is new to us. And through listening to what they say, we get an idea of who they are as a person, what they're like. In the Gospel reading today, a little bit of setting of a context for that is Jesus' ministry is really building up. And there are lots of people going out to listen to Jesus, to try and meet him, perhaps to ask for his healing. And in the same way as when we meet somebody new, we ask these questions, we try and build up a picture of who they are, lots of people were going out and trying to make sense of who this new person really was. This person through whom amazing things were happening. This person who spoke like no one else had ever spoken before. This person whose teaching was liberating the people from the oppressive nature of the religious teaching to which they were familiar. This person through whom amazing things were happening. We're asking perhaps that question, who is this person? Who is this person? And Jesus directs that question at his disciples. He says, who do people say that I am? And then, of course, that hugely profound question that he asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? Well, then, as now, people have different views. One option, which is not actually rationally available to us, is to say that Jesus didn't exist. There is more historical evidence for the existence of Jesus than perhaps for any other figure in history. So we can't say Jesus did not exist. And so we are left then with that question. We cannot avoid it. Who is Jesus? Who do I say that he is? Going back to that time when Jesus asked his disciples that question, there were some who thought, so the disciples said, that Jesus was John the Baptist brought back to life. Some thought that Jesus was Elijah, the revisitation of Elijah. Some thought he was a prophet like one of the others of the Old Testament? All of these answers are interesting, but they're hardly earth-shattering. Now, as then, there are different views about who Jesus is. Some think he was a good man, a good teacher. Some think that he was a Jewish prophet. All of which are interesting responses, but hardly earth-shattering. That conversation that Jesus had with his disciples, remember, it was Peter who spoke up. Peter said, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This is a different level of perception and insight. This is a hugely profound response to that question. This is a deep response to that question about the person of Jesus. It's because that's such a profound response that Jesus says that this answer has been revealed to him. It's not come from his own intellect or experience. This answer has been revealed to him. And this answer that Peter gave, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This answer about the nature of Jesus does have an impact. And it makes a huge difference. This is indeed earth-shattering. And it demands a response. When we look around us at people who are prominent, if you like, in the news and in the media, I don't know, no particular order of preference, of course. Rishi Sunak. Here's one for you. Serena Wiegmann. Blank looks. She's the coach of the English women's football team. Even Glennie. Even, dare I say, Justin Welby. To acknowledge who they are and what they've done doesn't necessarily impact on our lives. But to say Jesus is the Son of God does affect us. We can't say it and behave as if it doesn't matter, as if it doesn't impact on our daily lives. So if this does impact on us, what are the sort of responses? Well, I've summarised these just in two. First of all, it makes a difference now. In that second reading, Paul talks about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice offered to God. Surely that's a great summary of our response to the understanding that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. To present our bodies as a living sacrifice offered to God. Paul goes on, be transformed, not conformed to this world. Paul talks about discerning the will of God. What that means is, as we discern the will of God, it means having a renewed outlook on life, a renewed and different focus, and a different direction for our lives. Paul talks about being part of a wider body, the church. Being part of that wider body with others who have different gifts and different callings, but who, when working together, make the body of Christ. That body of Christ who, when they work together with God, working together with God for good, for the good of the world and the good of other people. So it makes a difference now. But also it makes a difference to the future. In that first reading we had from Isaiah, Isaiah looks forward to deliverance and salvation. And that is very much the future to which we look forward. A future in which there is deliverance and in which there is salvation. Deliverance and salvation, yes, from our own fragility and our own shortcomings. Deliverance and salvation from all of the injustices and sufferings of this world. And a time to look forward to the perfection and the fulfillment of God's kingdom, which is coming in the fullness of time. Who do you say I am? As we affirm together our belief in Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, may God help us, each one of us, to live out our faith in our daily lives, working with God to bring about God's purposes in this world, and to have set before us ever and always the goal of the kingdom to which God calls us, to which God invites us, and in which we will see our Lord and Saviour face to face in the glory that has been his from before the beginning of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.